Blog Talk Radio.
Have killed senior citizens and injured people,
and they don't have any license plates, they don't pay taxes, don't carry insurance, and their attitude is F you, we don't pollute, which is a big fallacy, because bicycles have rubber tires, which rubber grows on trees. It has to be manufactured using fossil fuels. The metal on a bicycle comes out of iron ore, which has to go into a smelter, and that uses fossil fuels. And then, of course, there's the seats and the other devices on a bicycle. So we've been conned. Also, a bicycle lane in a block costs about $33,000, yet none of these bicyclists pay for any of this. Yet a person who owns a car or a motorcycle or a truck has to pay for licensing fees and gasoline taxes and all that. The bicyclists pay nothing. It's representation without taxation, because they're political loudmouths who have bullied and conned legislators across the country. That's part of it. Now, another public policy question: should hit-and-run drivers and bicyclists be permanently barred from driving cars and bicycling, have their licenses forever forfeited? Also, should illegal aliens who commit hit-and-run collisions or have no driver's license or suspended license, should these criminals be deported to their home countries? We are seeing more and more of these illegals who got licenses under questionable circumstances here in California and elsewhere. They either get their licenses when they get them, are suspended for drunk driving or moving violations. Yet these people get involved in these collisions. They kill and injure Americans. Should these criminals be deported to their home countries? This is another public policy question that needs to be addressed. Excuse me. Now, as I said, homelessness is a growing national scandal, and Americans are reliving Hoovervilles, which during the Depression, veterans went to Washington demanding the bonus that was promised them for fighting and serving in World War One. The Hoover shanties were set up in Washington. President Hoover ordered General MacArthur, at the time he was chief of the Army General Staff, ordered him to take some soldiers and to roust the veterans bonus marchers and to destroy and bulldoze their shantyvilles. We're in San Francisco. We just had this happen. We had an armory. We still have an armory centrally located, which could house and shelter maybe 1,000 people. Yet this armory was given to a S&M sadomasochistic film outfit where they practice these perversions. And of course, they got it very cheaply, because armories which are not used or which are declared surplus are supposed to go to the city for public benefit. So these are the things that have been going on. So we're going to end right now with, because there's a problem with the phones now, we're going to end with politics and poker. Oh. Let's see, I don't know what's going on here. And I don't know what's going on with Skype, so we will be back. We've got a little problem here. We will be back Monday at 4 p.m., and also we've got our annual thing on the Irish. Some of the things you didn't know and some of the things you may not want to know about the Irish are tongue-in-cheek with the Shamrock, and, of course, our professional Irishman, Patrick Butler. And that'll be for St. Patrick Day. And, we've got a little problem here. Things don't seem to be working right. So we're going to do our usual politics and poker because of the screw-up.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you
going to
do?
I'm in. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
possible flush? Nothing. Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's it about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bet up.
Politics or poker, which is more important?
Tariff raise.
Bet 'em.
Little trade, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your mind.
I'll fold.
I'll fold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyushinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen, and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot, that's me!
Politics and poker, politics and poker. Play for a pot, that's mediocre. Politics and poker, rubbing neck and neck. If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck.
Peter Paul Brazola. We're sorry about the Skype problem. We'll be back Monday. Hopefully it'll be corrected by then. So go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AmiCusVeritas. Good night. Stay safe. Stay warm.